Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know, there's been a lot of anti-Semitism in the news lately, so I decided to hit the streets of New York in search of some allies. Take a look.
There's been a rise in anti-Semitism. I'm hitting the streets looking for a little pro-Semitism. Let's hope it doesn't end in a hate crime.
What do you like about Jews?
They make banging Christmas albums.
What is there not to love about Jews? The food, the culture, the celebrations.
Latkes.
Hello, big group of men. Where are you all from?
Belgium.
You're here in New York City, the land of Jews. Have you done any Jewy things?
What's a Jewy?
Yeah.
Okay, great question. Have you eaten a bagel?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jews!
Yeah!
Have you ever been vaccinated for polio?
Yeah, I think so.
Jews! Who are your favorite comedians?
Jerry Seinfeld!
Yeah, Jew!
Idina Menzel, Barbara Streisand.
Amy Winehouse, she is a gem.
Doja Cat is a Jew.
I love that.
She should be Doja Cats, probably.
Yes.
Who are your favorite Jews that you can think of?
I can't think of a famous Jew off the top of my head, but...
You can't think of a single famous Jew off the top of your head?
I don't want to say someone's name if I don't know they're Jewish. That's tough for me to...
Who are you thinking that seems Jewy, but you're not sure?
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
I'm going to teach you some Yiddish, okay? Gay kakin offen yam.
Repeat. Gay kakin offen yam.
That's right. Yeah. That's a beautiful sentiment. Give me a hug.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you know what that means?
No.
Go take a shit in the ocean. Would you be an ally to the Jews in this time of anti-Semitism?
Huge ally.
What would you do to protect me?
I would speak up for you.
Beautiful.
I would light the menorah with you.
Look at this guy, knowing menorah!
I would stand up for you.
You would stand up? Oh my God. Just the way you said it was very... I don't want to... I could be your mother, but sexy.
Okay.
You have absolutely proven yourself to be a Jewish ally. Let's pretend it's the Sabbath. Now,
yes.
I don't know what you know about the Sabbath, but you can't turn on lights, you can't drive your car. That's why they have like what's called the Shabbos Goy sometimes that will come over and turn on your TV for you because you're not supposed to work. So let's pretend it's the Sabbath, and will you turn this on for me? Oh my God! Why would a penis smell like a vagina? We're here because there's been a rise in anti-Semitism, so we're on the streets trying to find some pro-Semitism.
I don't believe in hate in any form, so I don't care what you walk alike, religion, culture, I don't believe you should hate on anybody. Just bring love.
Agreed. You are officially a Jewish ally. You win 2 Kanye tickets. Are you gonna go?
Hell no, I don't like Kanye.
White women get a bad rap, and I'm out here on the streets of New York to ask, should we?
What do you think is the most white woman thing you've done?
Oh, maybe go get a pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks.
Having a spa day.
And bought some bell-bottom yoga pants from Aloe, because I saw them on another white girl.
What were they, like 150?
Yeah.
About 150.
Sometimes I'll walk around when I'm in a really bad mood, and
imagine I'm Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, you have your own little Sex in the City moment.
So I was invited to an Indian wedding. I got the outfits. I went to the wedding. It was amazing.
Yeah.
After the wedding, I didn't know how to clean it, so I took it to the dry cleaners, and they tried to charge me like $400 for this like beautiful garment to be cleaned. And I just started fighting with them, trying to tell them like it's really like kind of rude and racist that you're charging me this much to like clean this garment.
Right.
So I call my Indian friends like, "Won't you be so proud of me?" They're just like hysterically laughing, being like, "We've been trying to tell them this for 100 years, and you thought that one time you could go and convince the whole like dry cleaning industry."
You were trying to be the dry cleaning savior.
Yes, I was.
Who is your black icon?
I'm gonna go with Oprah. She was my first.
Oprah. Michelle Obama.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts. Okay.
But more than that. Not just because she's a supermodel, but I don't know. Living here and that kind
Naomi
of.
Naomi Campbell?
Oh, did I say Watts?
Yeah.
I like her too.
Have you ever been in a situation where you have been like, "I gotta go because I'm like, my Karen's like right here," and you're like, I don't want to
let her out.
Yeah.
I've certainly felt the rage of what a Karen must feel.
I was at Trader Joe's, and I went up to the lady, and I said, "Can I have flowers?" And she said, "I'm talking to someone, sorry." And I said, "Okay, well, I'll sit here till you're ready, because I need you to help me pick out a bouquet." And she goes, "I'm talking to my friend, sorry." And that was when I was kind of like, people suck at their jobs.
When that happened, did you say anything to her? Did you say like,
I never do this. I went to her manager and I said, "She needs serious training again."
Or do you ever feel like you're about to be a Karen?
If there's an opposite of Karen, that might be me, but I don't know. I hope.
Whoa. Yeah. What would you name the opposite of a Karen?
Ooh. How about Scarlet?
A Scarlet.
Do you know what I mean? Where every day is a dream, and we can try this and we can try that. No judgment.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. A Scarlet.
I'm going to be a Scarlet today.
Do you feel that only women can Karen, or do you think men can Karen as
men
well?
Men Karen all the time. They just don't. It's like, of course, it's allowed.
What do you see men doing when they Karen?
Men get a little temper tantrum-y.
And it goes their way, right?
And it goes their way. Yeah. It's easy. And then no one blinks an eye. It's like, oh, yeah, he's speaking his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when women Karen, they're just...
Yeah, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you cried to get out of?
Maybe work a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe when I worked at Starbucks.
Are white women to blame?
I think we are part of the problem. I think we're a big part of the problem. I mean, if we look to, like, 2016 and the election numbers there, like, white women were a big part of the problem.
I think 2020, too.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah. It's just those numbers don't bode well for us.
So should we maybe not be able to vote?
No. Definitely we need to vote. Yeah. I'm, like, upset when people don't vote. I'm like, this is... We fought for this, and then I have to remember, like, not everybody got to vote at the same time as white women did.
When you hear people don't vote, what do you say to them? Do you have, like, a you should vote pitch or anything like that?
I ask them if they pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you like the roads, the sidewalks you live on? Mm-hmm. Do you like trash on the street? Like,
you might lecture a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think is the best part about being white?
I don't usually think about... Maybe because I'm from Russia.
Do you think maybe not having to think about being white is the good part about being white?
Certainly.
I did it. I proved white women are not a monolith. There's a whole range on the Karen Scarlet spectrum. After meeting with so many white women with diverse viewpoints, I realized there was one thing we all have in common.
I'll dance anything.
I do like to dance after like one or two drinks.
Every day I do something called Madonna dance.
We'll dance whenever, wherever.
I could do the worm.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Since The Daily Show finally hired a black host, we can properly celebrate Martin Luther King Day by asking New Yorkers how they celebrate his legacy. Shut up! Don't interrupt me on Martin Luther King Day. That ain't cool. So, let's do this. Do y'all know what today is?
We're lost.
We're lost day? Do you know what day it is today?
It's Monday.
What you do today?
Well, today we just woke
up. We just checked out of our hotel.
Checked out of our hotel. We're going to go get coffee and we're going to walk around.
So which one of those celebrates Martin Luther King Day?
Well, none of what we've talked about so far.
Yes, 232 yes. push-ups for Martin. So this ain't reparations, but this is enough. That's right. Give me one hand once. Yeah, that's right. Hey, what y'all doing to celebrate MLK?
Came to New York.
Yeah. That's it? That's all y'all gonna do?
Saw some shows, ate some food, did some shopping.
All right, I'm gonna come back to y'all on Juneteenth. Absolutely. And y'all better have done better. Don't you like when he, like, you know, refused to move to the back of the bus?
Mm-hmm. I can remember snippets through the world news. Of
he didn't refuse. That was Rosa Parks.
Was it?
Name a famous MLK quote.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
And what does he say after that?
I'm not sure.
Name a famous MLK quote. Oh, besides, I have a dream.
Besides, I have a dream.
I will pay you $1 million if you can tell me something else that Martin Luther King said.
He told his children he loved them.
Yes. Oh, nice. Millionaire! Yeah.
So,
lady, you do not know what he said to his children.
Can we Google it?
No!
I have a dream that one day, that's all I got.
I have a dream that one day white people will actually know what's in that damn speech. Okay, just name five black people.
Eddie Murphy.
That's the only black person you know, Eddie Murphy.
Byron Leftwich.
Who the f*** is Byron Leftwich?
Byron Leftwich is in the NFL as an offensive line coach.
Don't nobody know him. You're Madam just making up names now. So how you celebrate Martin Luther King?
Not too sure.
So that's what he died for, man? For you just to be out here just not doing nothing on this day? Nah, I'm just kidding. You can do whatever you want, man. You black.
We're going to go see The Lion King.
Okay. It's got King in the title. I mean, that's as close as you can get. I'll take it.
The freedom and liberty to go about and do what we want to do, right. That's our celebration.
See, that's a quote from a black woman right there. That's right. She earned
freedom
that.
And the liberty.
She earned that.
To do what we want to do.
That's right. It's your birthday. How old are you?
I'm 50.
What? Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Black don't crack.
It don't crack.
You still need lotion, though. You still need lotion.
First of all, are you a movie buff?
Yes.
Are you excited about the Oscars?
Yeah.
Which movie do you think will win Best Picture this year? Do you think it'll be Top Gun, Avatar, or one of the movies I don't give a shit about?
One of the movies you don't give a shit about.
Describe everything, everywhere, all at once.
Everything all at once?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
God's given.
God's given.
God's blessed.
Did you see the movie?
No.
The movie Tar, do you know what it's about?
Sounds like something black and sticky.
So it's like
sticky.
A horror movie?
Yeah.
What do you think about women talking?
Women talking?
Yeah.
I mean, you have women talking to you all the time, don't they?
What do you think the movie Women Talking will be talking about?
I am trying not to get as confused as to what women would be talking about, but women can talk about anything.
Would you take your woman to go see Women Talking?
I don't even think she would want to see Women Talking unless it's her friends.
But would she be talking while the women are talking?
She definitely would.
Right.
She definitely would.
I hate that.
Women talking.
Yes. Some guy got nominated this year for impersonating Elvis.
Yeah.
Can you show me your best impersonation of Elvis?
Like, you know, I can do the dance moves.
Do it. I just want to rock.
Hello.
I just want to rock. If you had to do an Elvis impression, what would it be?
I would never do it.
Right. Elvis.
That's right.
All right, my man. Do you think there's enough black people nominated this year?
Absolutely, yeah.
How many is nominated this year?
I think like 3, 2.
Do you know how many black people won Oscars?
About 20.
All right, name me 10.
I can't even name you 10.
Name 7.
I can't name you 7.
Name 3.
I can't name 3.
But you know 20 black people won Oscars.
Yes.
Okay.
I like our Oscars.
Right.
Our Oscars, giving y'all the props that y'all deserve.
Okay, you're talking about brothers.
Us people, so, brothers and sisters.
Okay, so out of black actors out there in Hollywood that are nominated, who else do you think should be nominated for an Oscar? I got all the black guys, handsome, you know, kind of tall, good looking, funny, but not over the top, but can be over the top if you actually make him in that situation.
Kevin Hart. Yeah.
You ain't funny in everything, man.
You're right.
Now, you're not funny in everything.
Which movie was the most unfunny in?
You was in one of them corny shits. I can't remember right now, but it was corny, man.
Okay, Little Man.
Little Man was a shit, man. Come back with Little Man Part 2.
If you had to pick a movie to win an Oscar, which one would you pick?
What's the name of that one y'all was in? Playing them girls?
Oh, White Chicks.
Yeah.
You think we should have won an Oscar for that?
You should win anything for everything you do.
Thank you.
We love him, don't we?
Thank you.
We love him. These Harlem streets love you. Y'all owe him some Oscars. Give them to them. Represent him. Give him what he deserves. Look at the people out here. They so happy to have him. Here we go. We got to give Marlon some energy like he gives us all these years. Come on now, let's do this. And the Oscar goes to
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.